This coming week, as you may know, we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. It serves as a reminder to all, in school, out of school, Catholic school, public school, of the gift of faith, the light of faith, Christ's light, Christ's gift that has been given to us, to each of us, through the church and to our family by virtue of our baptism. A gift of faith to be nourished and strengthened through the domestic church, that is the family, through our parish church, and through Catholic education. A light to be embraced, a light to be followed. In our first reading, Isaiah called our attention to the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali, settled by the descendants of these two sons of Jacob. These lands were located in the northernmost part of Israel, furthest from the summer sun, thus giving rise to Isaiah's description of a people who walked in darkness and in the land of gloom. Their darkness wasn't just a matter of geography, however. They were the first lands to be invaded by the Assyrians and oppressed by their pagan conquerors. Isaiah prophesies a time when a great light will shine upon these people, freeing them from the darkness and bringing them an abundant joy and great rejoicing. Isaiah prophesies what we know to be the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the light of the world who will free them from the yokes that burden them. Matthew shows us the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in today's gospel. Jesus goes to Capernaum, which is the same geographical region of which Isaiah spoke. Jesus, sent by his Father, has come to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy, to be the great light for those who walk in darkness. So he begins preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This message, this light, will appeal to those whom Jesus calls, such as Simon and Andrew, James and John, who choose to leave their nets and follow the Lord. Others, those who prefer the darkness, however, will hate him for it and will crucify him. The light is to be found in Christ. The light that is to be found in Christ is what impels St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Paul is very concerned about a growing darkness, a dimming of the light of faith among the Corinthians because of a lack of unity of mind and purpose. So Paul reminds them that it is the cross of Jesus Christ, the one true sacrifice made for all, into which they were baptized, that gives them life. It is Christ crucified who has become their light, freeing them from the darkness of sin and death by his own death and resurrection. And so, my sisters and brothers, being freed by the light of Jesus Christ from our darkness, may we cast aside our nets, our burdens, our sin, and resolve not to be distracted by this world, but with the help of the gift of grace, of God's grace and his strength, to follow Christ, who is our light and our salvation. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.